Welcome back to part two of Queer Girl Group Songs. Time for a couple slower songs. An 80s group from the UK called the Blow Monkeys had the very good fortune of placing one of their recordings on the biggest selling compilations of that decade, the soundtrack for the movie Dirty Dancing. Here's their version of Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me.
Thank you. see right through you.
Following the Blow Monkeys was another group from the UK, the Pearl Fishers, and their cover version appeared on a compilation from 2000 called Caroline Know, the Songs of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson had a couple non-Beach Boy projects in the 60s, and one of them was a girl group called the Honeys. They had no hits, but they did record the very nice song Go Away Boy, though of course I prefer the male version. An English artist I much respect is Dave Edmunds, who released some masterpieces of production in the 80s. He obviously was paying homage to the work of producer Phil Spector with this version of Do-Do Ron Ron.
just can't wait to be held in his arms.
See you in court.
If I were a queen.
The Dave Edmunds song came from his 1980 album, Subtle as a Flying Mallet, and the song that followed it was obviously done in homage to the sound of George Harrison, which was exactly the point. Around 1975, Harrison lost a copyright lawsuit to the publishers of the song He's So Fine, because the George Harrison hit, My Sweet Lord, was just a bit too close to the Chiffon song. English singer and producer Jonathan King was trying to prove that point in very obvious ways. And now for perhaps the prettiest cover version of the entire show, done by two friends of mine, Patrick Arena and Andy Monroe, on their 1998 album, Nightcap. Here's Johnny Angel.
Something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by. Every time he says hello, my heart begins to fly. I'm in heaven, I get carried away, I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fellows call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, 'cause I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we other fellows call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, 'cause I love him. I pray someday love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven can be. Heaven can be. together we will see how lovely heaven can be.
As a collector, one of my favorite ways of discovering what I call accidentally gay songs are to find a demo version of a song, usually sung by the composer as a means of enticing an artist to record the song. As it was never intended for broadcast, the gender of the singer didn't matter. It was just demonstrating the song. I've got Two I Love by Neil Sedaka that fits this description, and both were recorded by Connie Francis. The first ended up as a nice album track for her in 1961. But I think Neil's version is much more interesting. It's called My Best Friend Barbara.
I told my best friend Barbara what a great guy Jimmy was. Whoever thought the day would come when Jimmy would be hers? My best friend Barbara told me Jimmy's no good. And like a fool, I listened to her the way she knew I would. My best friend Barbara said he cheats and he lies. She couldn't wait for me to break up with him. Now Jimmy's Barbara's guy.
Jimmy's Barbara's guy.
My best friend Barbara. Look at her, hanging on his arm, trying very hard to please. There's a moral to the story with friends like her.
Who needs enemies?
My best friend Barbara, she's going steady with Jim. And every single night I sit home and cry while Barbara's kissing him.
While Barbara's kissing him.
My best friend Barbara. Look at her, hanging on his arm, trying very hard to please. There's a moral to the story with friends like her.
Who needs enemies?
Wouldn't that have been cool on the radio back then? But not as cool as this next one. Around 1967, a group called The Happenings had several hits, like See You in September, Go Away Little Girl, and I've Got Rhythm. Neil probably pitched to the Tokens, who were the producers of The Happenings, a song copying their style, for possibly a female version of the group. That never happened, but we're left with Neil's priceless rendition of the Connie Francis hit Where the Boys Are.
Someone waits for me, a smiling face.
I just love that one, and we'll hear another version of that song later. Out of England, I'm bringing you another example of a demo, this time by songwriters Roger Cook and Roger Greenaway. They wrote a number of hits in the late 60s, including the Coke commercial, I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke. They tried to score with another commercial as well. In England in the 60s, there was a potato chip product called Golden Wonder Crisps, and their TV ads featured a superhero-type kid called Golden Wonder Boy. This song was made for the ad campaign, but it's not known if it was ever used. So here's Roger Cook on lead, with writing partner Roger Greenaway singing Golden Wonder Boy.
When I go to sleep,
I was sharing with you demo versions of songs, and another prolific songwriter prone to recording her own demos, regardless of gender, was Jackie DeShannon, who on her own had huge hits with Put a Little Love in Your Heart and What the World Needs Now.
Bop, 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 bop
Those demos by Jackie DeShannon were called Nothing's Gonna Stop Me and There's Gonna Be a Fight, and were likely from around 1962 or 63. And here's another song that almost works. See if you can tell why it doesn't.
Someday, a prince will come, someday my prince will come.
Oh, yeah.
A prince will come, someday my prince will come.
For every special boy, a boy who win her heart and fill it with joy. That's what I'm waiting for, and this I know for sure.
Someday my prince will come, and he will be the one for me.
You'll all see,
yeah, yeah, you'll all see.
He won't wear armor and he won't ride no have a super sport with white walls of course. He'll be so fine and true, and he'll be charming to know.
Someday my prince will come, and he will be the one for me.
You'll all see,
yeah, yeah, you'll all see.
My friends think I'm so foolish, ah, but they're wrong. I'll be his loyal subject.
Okay, I cheated on that one. That obscure group was the Montells, a real girl group from 1964, and I played you their 45 at a speed of about 38 RPM. But wouldn't it have been neat for a male doo-wop group to have recorded a song called Someday My Prince Will Come? Another English group that did girl group covers was the Flying Pickets. I used their version of To Know Him Is to Love Him as background music in the beginning of the show, so it's fair to give them their own time, doing an interesting arrangement of Da Do Ron Ron. It's from their 1982 album, Flying Pickets Live.
She made my money, I'm a hostage still.
Da Do Ron Ron Ron, Da Do Ron Ron. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. Da Do Ron Ron Ron, Da Do Ron Ron. Yeah, my heart stood still. Yeah, and his name was Bill. And when he walked me home, to do run, 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 to do run, run. He knew what he was doing when he caught my eye. To do run, 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 to do run, run. He looked so quiet, but me, oh my. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Yeah, he caught my eye. Yeah, oh me, oh my. And when he walked me home, to do run, 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 to do run, run. He beat me up 7 and he looked so fine. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Someday soon I'm gonna make him mine. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Yeah, he looked so fine. Yeah, gonna make him mine. And when he walked me home, to do run, 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 to do run, run. Do 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 run, run.
Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do run, run.
A while back, I said I had 6 different versions of My Boyfriend's Back. You've heard 2 so far. Here are 2 more, and I can play them back to back because they are very different. First up, from 1990, is one by a punk group called Alice Donut.
Yeah.
Gee, that seemed a lot longer than 2 minutes and 15 seconds, didn't it? That was by the group Alice Donut from their CD, Mule. This next song, if it's not the gayest, it's certainly the campiest cover version. It's from a very rare 45 from 1980, and whoever named the act definitely had tongue-in-cheek, and other places. Here are the BJs.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. I wouldn't go out with you. You said some things that just weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better head out on the double. Been spreading this filth that I was untrue. So look out now, baby, because he's coming after you. He knows what you've been trying, but soon we'll be K1. He's been gone for such a long time. But now he's back and things will be divine. You're gonna be sorry you were ever born. Cause he's kind of big and he's magnificently strong. He knows I wasn't cheating. As a result, you're gonna take a beating. You're a big boy now, but he'll cut you down to size. I hate you. I hate you and all your despicable lies. Why don't you live like yesterday on your permanent vacation? I can see him coming. So you really better get on your Adidas and start running. You're a big boy now, but it'll cut you down to size. Cause like me, he detests your guts and all your hateful lies. My boyfriend's back, there's gonna be such a lot of trouble. My boyfriend's back, yeah, 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 yeah. My boyfriend's back, yeah, 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 yeah. My boyfriend's back, yeah, 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 yeah. God, I hate you. I hate you. You know how much I hate you? Yes, you're disgusting. God, here he comes now. Hi, hi. Well, come quickly. I'm thrilled. Here he is.
Can you believe this now? It's good to feel like a human being again.
In 1999, a gay artist named Tom Bogdan put together a show, and a CD, called L'Amour Bleu, which featured a couple doo-wop-sounding songs. You'll recognize the first one.
Doo-lang, 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 doo-lang. Doo-lang, 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 doo-lang. Doo-lang, 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 doo-lang. He's so fine.
He's so fine. I wish he were mine. That handsome boy over there, the one with wavy hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make him mine. I'll be the envy of all the guys. It's just a matter of time. He's a soft-spoken guy. Kinda sweet, kinda shy. Makes me wonder if I should even give him a try. But then he really can't shy. He can't shy away forever. And I know I'm gonna make him mine. If it takes forever.
He's so fine. Him mine. Sooner or later, I hope it's not later.
Gotta get together.
Of course, the first song was a cover version of He's So Fine, and the other is not a cover song, but it fits so well with what I'm doing on the show, I just had to include it. Tom Bogdan wrote that one, called Do Rondy Song. Very nice. Up next are a trio of songs from England that rate very high on the camp scale. Some of you who watch the BBC may have heard of Julian Clary, a comedian who had a TV game show for a number of years, but the show was unbelievably gay, and even included him singing. Some of the shows are out on video, and from one of them I took the Mary Wells song, My Guy. Since there was a studio audience, you'll hear a little laughter.
There's nothing you could do could tear me away from my guy.
My guy.
There's nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy.
My guy.
I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather, we stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. There's nothing you can do could make me untrue to my guy.
My guy.
There's nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my guy.
My guy.
I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm probably going to be.
You must be believing,
I won't be deceiving my guy. As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crop. As a matter of taste, to be exact, he's my ideal. As a matter of fact, no muscle-bound man could take my hand from my guy.
My guy.
No handsome face could ever take the place of my guy.
My guy. He may
not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, there's not a man who could tear me away from my guy.
My guy.
No handsome face would ever take the place. be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, who could tear me away from my guy? Peter Duncan, perhaps. Today, who could tear me away from my guy? Lowest off rugby team. Almost anyone you care to mention could tear me away from my guy.
My
God. That's from Julian Clary's video called My Glittering Passage from 1993. Now, this next song by him is one of my favorites from this whole show. He released the song in 1988 as a 45 under a different and very campy name. Here's the Joan Collins Fan Club and Leader of the Pack.
Is he really going out with him?
There he is. Let's ask him.
Julian, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
No, it's not. It's my ring.
Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
No, I don't go to school anymore. I'm 28 now.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. Vroom, vroom. My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They told me he came from the wrong side of town. Well, what's the right side? They told me he was bad. But I knew that he was just sad. I knew because that's why I fell for the leader of the pack. One day my dad said, find somebody new.
New, new.
So I had to tell my Jimmy that it was all over and we were through. He stood there and he asked me why. But all I could do was cry. But I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack. Ah, yes, he looked rather sad as he stood there on that rainy night. It was raining. As he drove away, the tears were beginning to show in his eyes. It was either tears or it was rain, one or the other. I begged him to drive carefully, what with the weather conditions, but whether or not he heard me, I don't think I'll ever know. Watch out for that great big lorry, Jimmy.
No.
Too late. Well, I felt so helpless. What could I do? Nothing. Just remember all the good things we've been through. All three of them. At school, they all stop and stare. Probably because I'm far too old to be there. But I will never forget him, the leader of the pack. Jimbo. The spawn of Beelzebub. So anyway, you see what I'm saying? He was the leader of the pack. But now he's gone. That's the long and the short of it, really. He was the leader of the pack. But now he's gone. I'll put it another way, he is no more the leader of the pack. This man's gone. It's no longer true to say he is the leader of the pack, because now he's gone. If the concept is something was there, and then it went. So whatever he was, he's no longer there. He's gone. He was that boy with spots, but now he's gone. What else could I say about it? I can hardly remember him if the truth were known. Gone such a long time. What I'm saying is I'm the leader of the pack now. Well, a much better job I think I'll make of it. I don't drink and drive, which Jimmy certainly did. And I haven't actually got a motorbike, but I've got a Sierra Estate, which... Well, the boys can all go in the back, let's do what they like. We can nip down to the shops together as a group. Not all over the place, but it's separated by a traffic light and all that sort of thing.
I just love that. Now this next one, also from the UK, is very obscure. It's from 1977 and was probably the only release by a group called the Roadies. Instead of Leader of the Pack, they're doing one called Packer of the Leads.
Ooh,
Hi, Gladys. Is that your new boyfriend?
Uh-huh. Ain't he something?
God, he's ugly. Where'd you meet him?
I met him by a transit van. He was the roadie with a rockin' band. That's why they call him the Packer of the Leeds. The band were always putting him down.
Down, down.
They said feedback must be his favorite sound.
They said it must be his favorite sound.
But to me he was so alive. Oh, half the time he was too drunk to drive. I knew I loved him, the Packer of the Leeds. I recall the day my baby saw stars.
Stars, stars.
It was the day he forgot to bring the guitars.
It was the day he forgot to bring guitars.
He flew through the air in his Osmond's vest. And when he landed on the mixing desk, I knew I loved him, the Packer of the Leeds. But then one night we were saying goodbye to each other in our usual place, under the van. A policeman came up and said, "What are you doing?" My baby was real quick. He said, "Rear end in the clutch." The policeman said, "Well, he'd better fix the brakes as well, because the van's rolling down the hill." Just heard my baby's gonna be alright.
Alright.
The band started working on a new TV series last night.
Started working on a series last night.
Now everything is gonna be okay, 'cause they don't use guitar leads anyway. I knew he'd make it, the Packer of the Leeds.
Again, that was Packer of the Leeds by the Roadies.